Parshas Kerach, Vedavra Shal Aaron, Vani Hine Nisati Lachas Meshmeres Trumasai, Chol Kotshe Bnei Yisrael Lachon Nisati Lamoshcha Levanecha Lachak Oila. Lamoshcha, and Rashi tells us, what does the word Lamoshcha mean? To be again anointed, but it means Ligdula, to be uplifted, to be exalted, to be grand. That Mashiach is about Mashicha. It's about uplifting us. Mashiach is about our capacity to be receptive to godliness, our capacity to be receptive to true liberation, our capacity to be receptive to our own transformation. We all have a weakness, at least a potential tendency to falling into, well, this is how we do it, and it's never going to change, and you can't expect me to become better at it, and so on. And then when somebody says, well, here's the cure, I don't want the cure, and I'm too old, and this is how we do it. Because we have created our routines, and like the Yidden who didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, because leaving Mitzrayim is always difficult, and it's sometimes more difficult to leave than it is to stay and endure the difficulty, because a person knows what that is, and the big, bad, frightening world out there. And as many shluchim can tell you, and other people who have had this experience, that when we came to bring the world this message about Mashiach, we anticipated that some people would dismiss it as being impossible, as a fantasy. And of course, that's a difficulty. People think that things aren't going to change. But then we found another difficulty that I think caught us by surprise, maybe didn't catch everybody by surprise, is that people didn't want it, because they had invested their whole life in Gullus, and to tell them, okay, now we're all going to live in a holy life and go tell everybody, well, all sickness will be healed. The Rebbe had to remind us that from Geula to Geula is adding an Aleph. And the Rebbe reassured us time and time again. And the fact that we needed the reassurance shows that this was a concern that we had. There's nothing to be afraid of. Mashiach is not coming to take anything away from you. So if a person is, God forbid, living in Auschwitz, and you tell him Mashiach is coming, of course he wants it, because nothing could be worse. But when a person is living in Shopping Mall America, and they come along and they say, Mashiach is coming, I say, well, I have a cruise plan for next week. Mashiach is coming, but I just finished building my house. I built my whole life on being a criminal lawyer, on being a jeweler. And if you tell me there's not going to be envy and jealousy anymore, I'm out of business. So we can dismiss, right? Because we live in that world. So of course we want Mashiach to come. Because when Mashiach comes, you get to do all the stuff you like to do. But what about the person who doesn't like to do that stuff, or doesn't think they like to do that stuff? So Mashiach's going to come, and guess what? You're going to have to start wearing a wig. Well, I don't want to do that. Mashiach's going to come, and you're not going to play golf on Saturday anymore. Well, of course, you want Mashiach. You're the rabbi. You're the chassid. Mashiach comes, you get to have all the stuff. You don't have to now argue with your boss about taking off on Shavuos. So you want Mashiach to come. But that guy says, I like my life. I like my country club. I like my going out to dinner. I like my car. I like my material things. They're not as immediately gung-ho. And so the Rebbe had to reassure us again and again and again that Geula to Geula is only adding. And this is what Lemoshcha, that Mashiach is coming to bring something better, not something worse. And don't be afraid.